Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisú na mBean with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This week on Ours to Protect on Radio Nova with Tracco Brainon, it's the second of our two-part feature about oyster reseeding in Dublin Bay. Last week we learned why oyster reseeding is important for the rejuvenation of Dublin Bay. This week we're back on site with David Lawler from watermark.ie and greenoceancoffee.ie to find out how the reseeding works and how you can get involved.
I came across this this idea. I was actually one of the scientists from the Great Baltimore Oyster Project in the US.
When I met her there
last year, and she was describing the project they're doing over there. And it's part of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, which is a very well organized charitable foundation there that helps out that environment. But what she was telling me was that they use the technique called oyster gardens. And that is a technique where a number of oysters, in our case here in Dunleary, it's about 13 to 15 oysters, are in each garden. And they're using those gardens, which are suspended from the marina pontoons in about a meter of water, to create a brood stock. So every July, August, for about a week or two, the spawning occurs. And a healthy female oyster will produce about a million to a million and a half eggs. Those fertilized oysters are released through the oyster garden and will attach themselves onto anything hard, be that other oysters, parts of the rocks around the environment, or even the marina pontoons themselves. And what we're hoping for to happen is that those oysters then will grow, and they will actually start to seed themselves.
Okay. How many do you have at the moment?
So what we did, the initial part of this project occurred in November of last year, and we put out 50 baskets or 50 oyster gardens over three locations. 10 of them went into Malahide, 10 on the River Liffey in Poolbeg Marina, and 30 here in Dunleary Marina. Each oyster garden holds between kind of 10 and 15 oysters in it.
Okay.
And the reason why we have that is because it's kind of the optimal number to help kind of the oysters sustain healthy in order to reproduce to the level that we need them to. So all told, there's probably 700-800 oysters across the three locations at the moment.
How can people get involved?
The Green Ocean Project here in around Dublin Bay is absolutely perfect for people getting involved. So we run volunteer days once a month in the different locations, and that involves an element of citizen science. So what we're looking to do is, the volunteers come down, they're not big groups, they're small groups. They're also, we're working with the UCD Marine Ecology and Biology Department. So there's a master's student working on it, and there's a PhD student working on it. And what we're looking for people to do is come down. They get involved by just going onto our website, greenoceancoffee.ie, and just signing up or dropping us an email or whatever. And what the actual process involves is actually taking the oyster baskets out, weighing the oysters, measuring the oysters. We record all that information, and then taking pictures of the basket to see what level of other kind of species have actually gravitated towards the basket, and trying to understand the impact that has on biodiversity. So there is an element of that. So that citizen science is recorded then, and that's collated over time to understand how well the oysters are doing and the effect that it has on the marine environment and the biodiversity around the actual oysters themselves. And then there is a little bit of cleaning. I actually do a lot of that.
Yeah.
And we put the oysters back in. So what we're all the time trying to do is to make sure that the oysters are given the best opportunity to spawn in a really healthy and prolific manner.
And that is the important time in the summer. You mentioned earlier on, is that time when the temperature rises to a level that they start to reproduce.
Yeah, absolutely. So July, August, they will spawn for a week or two. And the stronger the oysters are going into that, because it's obviously takes an awful lot of energy, the stronger they are going into that, there's a much better chance of survival after it.
Well, David, we wish you all the best with this venture. It's fantastic what you're doing, and just to see so many people coming together, and a lot of it on a voluntary basis, that people are getting together because they're interested in it. Best of luck to you.
Thanks very much, Trax.
If you'd like to get involved, you can contact them at www.greenoceancoffee.ie. Don't forget that you can listen back to all the features on the Ours to Protect page on nova.ie or on ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na mBean with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.